Did you take a nightmare train ride to a cabin in the woods last night, or did you just fall asleep?
I did not. I did a meditation like about letting go and relaxing and all of that. I'm wondering. So no, I did not do a murder meditation. Somebody did send me the funniest message though, because a lot of people have said they have the Calm app and apparently they have bedtime stories on there that help people fall asleep. And Matthew McConaughey did a celebrity one on the Calm app.
Yeah.
Now, I don't see how that would in any way be relaxing. But someone messaged me on Instagram and said, I did that one and it freaked me out so bad. Matthew McConaughey did, because of what he was saying about the universe and stuff like that. I got so upset. I had to turn it off.
I want you to listen to the end of the train one and find out how it ends.
It's 17 more minutes. I can't do that for 17 more minutes.
Can't you just skip ahead? It's like reading the last four pages of a book.
Yeah, but then I don't know where the journey goes. I need to know what's at the end of the dark staircase.
Maybe somebody who is listening has completed that journey and knows how it ends and could just send you a message, because I'm very curious.
Or you could listen to it.
No way.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for all the delivery drivers, you know, the UPS guy, the FedEx person, the Amazon guys and girls who are delivering, all of y'all, so grateful for you. Thank you.
I am grateful for our friend Jules, who yesterday sent me a recipe for like her, what she's calling like Mexican mac and cheese. Like it's regular mac and cheese, but then she puts like jalapenos and like all this delicious, amazing stuff in it. And oh my gosh, I cannot wait to make that this weekend.
It is totally tripping me out that you didn't say my name is Callie Dollar and I'm grateful.
Oh, I didn't?
No, you my just name. You're so excited about Mexican mac and cheese.
I really was.
That you just went into it and the glitch in the routine threw me off.
Sorry. My name is Callie Dollar and I am grateful for Jules's jalapeno mac and cheese.
Jalapeno mac and cheese.
Mexican mac and cheese, whatever you want to call it.
While we're talking about food, a quick update on the jelly beans that I sent to my dad. I did send him an inordinate amount. He's got like 12 bags of jelly beans. Nice. Two, they actually, half of the order got delivered here to us.
So we have 6 bags of jelly beans?
8, but I immediately wrapped them back up and shipped them to him. So he'll have them all. So he truly, if he wants to ration them, he's got a bag of Easter jelly beans every month until next Easter. Now, I have an open bag here. I would really like you to try them.
I think. It grosses me out. Like I'll gag when I put it in my mouth.
Just try one, put it in, just take a bite of it. And if you don't like, I am not forcing something on you that I think you won't like. I think you'll really like these. They don't taste like normal candy. They taste like good candy. Look at how much of the bag I've opened.
But I don't like the consistency of jelly beans. I just, the whole jelly bean thing, I'm just not into it.
Will you try one?
I really don't want to.
Just one. Here, try this one. No. Try this red one.
No.
Ready? Catch. Lily was ready to get that if you dropped it.
Are you really making me do this?
Just bite it in half.
Oh, no, it's cinnamon. I don't like
cinnamon. Crap. I forgot you don't like cinnamon.
No, you fail. I shouldn't have to do it. Hold on. That was a bad start. You're a bad husband.
I totally forgot.
Jeff, it's behind our couch now. Okay, this is over.
Okay, try the orange one.
No. Why? Oh.
It's orange.
It just thumped off of our microphone and I really don't want to try just this. It just smells so gross. It makes me want to vomit.
They're so good.
So gross.
There's so many people listening right
Did
now.
Did you eat that whole bag? Jeff Dollar, I just looked at the bag. It's 3/4 of the way gone. Jeff Dollar.
This is like a week old. It happens one handful at a time.
You know what else happens one handful at a time? All of the Tate's cookies that you already went through. Jeff, seriously, you need to check yourself, my friend.
Yeah, this quarantine thing is not working out for my
I've actually been doing pretty well.
From our summer bod.
I have been eating like totally according to plan, and I've worked out every day. I got to brag on myself because that's a big deal.
How's the Weight Watchers going too? Is he sticking with the points? Lily?
No, Lily. Yeah.
Lily knows that that grape jelly bean is behind the couch, and she's just trying to figure out how to get back there.
She is. She's like, excuse me, could you move the couch so I could get the food that's under it?
She's like, you won't like it, but I will.
Yeah, I've actually been doing a pretty good job of like eating pretty healthy and not eating too much. I've been really good with my portions. I've been working out every day. And the workout thing is mainly because I feel like it's keeping my anxiety down. And it was funny because I was rethinking what I said on the show yesterday about me being a little more positive so far in this whole situation than you have been. And the reason that I try to do that is because when I spiral really hard. So I like to do productive things in my brain to not spiral. Like, cause you can feel stressed one day and then find the next. But when I spiral, it's not pretty. So what I was trying to do yesterday is to use what I have learned about myself to pull out like some good things, or, okay, this is a time for this or whatever. So I wouldn't get to a spiral down place. I have been anxiety level 5,000 for 24 hours.
I don't know how. It's remarkable that you are not at that level every single day, because I've cut back on my news intake.
I think it's just like the end of the week, and I've been working in news, you know, hearing this stuff like 4 hours a day. I'm like breathing deeply right now because I feel myself like I feel like the start of a panic. And I have just been, the past 24 hours have been really hard for me. But I will say, I think that, you know, it's okay to feel okay one day and then not okay the next and then totally fine the next day. I posted that on my Instagram yesterday, and I just went from being, yeah, I'm good, I totally got this, totally confident, and then woke up yesterday just feeling like, oh my God, I not only do I not have this, I want to cry. I want to not turn on the TV ever again. And I probably need to distance myself from social media for a couple of days.
It's not the TV that's causing the anxiety as much as it is logging into your 401k. That's what you need to avoid.
Well, I haven't done that, but thank you for adding something else that I hadn't thought about to be stressed about.
What's funny is, not funny, but what's interesting is I know so many people who are in relationships where one day somebody's like level 10 and the next day they're level one, and the person that they're with is the opposite.
Yeah.
And reversing, and they're balancing each other out.
I think that's kind of the way it was today, because I was like totally, I've been cheerleader, right, in this house.
Yes.
All week. And then yesterday I was driving to work and I got so anxious and I turned on Alanis Morissette, All I Really Want. That song is a great song to just like rage out to. I mean, no one does rage like Alanis Morissette in 1996.
What song is it?
All I Really Want.
Is it Jagged Little Pill?
Yeah, so good.
Was it a single? Was it on the radio?
I think so, yeah.
How does it go?
I'm not going to sing it, but I'll play it for you after.
Well, can you give me some of the, like, just a
this
bit?
This is a trick. This is how Jeff Dollar traps.
It's not a trick. It's just part of the lyrics. I don't know if I know the song.
It's the one that has like the silence in the middle of it.
So it doesn't help.
Anyways, it is an amazing song to rage out to. And I pulled in my office yesterday, and I'm pretty sure the security guard saw me like
headbanging
a lot of more set at 3 a.m.
I adjusted my anxiety by with a revelation that I had in the car. Because one of the things that I said earlier this week that I'm so anxious about is that I'm a helper. Like, I like to fix things. That's my go-to, fixing things. And when I can't fix things, it causes me stress. And all of a sudden, it dawned on me that what I've been trying to do is fix everything. I have so many friends in service industries, restaurants, hotels, travel. So many friends, all of whom are going to lose their jobs or have lost their jobs, right?
Yeah.
And I want to fix it for all of them. Mm-hmm. And I can't. And all of a sudden it dawned on me, you don't have to fix everything for everyone. You can just fix one thing for one person, and that's going to make a huge difference to that person. Like, the world doesn't have to be the whole world. It can just be a person's world.
I think what you're trying to say is, in a different way. Oh, sorry, breathing again. I'm just like trying to deep breath. What I think you're trying to say is that is focus on the things you can control. So for your fix it thing, you cannot solve every problem they have, but you can get takeout from the restaurant, which is what you've been doing, and showing up and saying, hey, I just want to let you know that I support you.
Even that doesn't feel like enough, because what's my one meal going to do? Like, that's not going to keep the restaurant open if they have to spend the next month on like that. You know what
I'm
saying?
So what's your point?
My point is I can find one person and help one person. Like, Perposity does a great job with that. And we did it for the foster kids over Christmas. Like, there might just be one person out there who posts something on, well, I'll give you a perfect example. A friend of a friend of a friend posted on her Instagram story that she needed one can of Lysol. Mm-hmm. Right. And that was what was most important to her at that moment in time. So I looked in our cabinets to see if we had some. And when I ran an errand yesterday morning, I had to go to Target. I went just to see on the off chance, maybe they got stocked with Lysol, but I'm like, I can do that. Like, that's one thing, and it will change that person's world.
Yeah. I kind of have had because for me, it's about control. So when I was in the middle of like panic yesterday, I took a breather from work, and I've been like really into the Calm app lately. And I went and I sat at my desk and I put my head down and I had 5 minutes, no news, brain off, breathing for 5 minutes, because that's something I can control. You know what I mean? There's so much swirling around that I can't control. Also something I control, I've been working out every day. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. I think control is a big part of it, because with getting takeout from the restaurant, I know it's supportive and it's helpful and it's good moral support. But in my head, it almost makes me feel more helpless, because I know that while it helps a little, it doesn't help enough.
Yeah.
But that one can of Lysol would help plenty. Am I making any sense at all? Okay. So anyways, that helped a little bit with my anxiety. And hopefully, based on the feedback y'all gave us when we asked for it the other day, you like it when we talk about how we're navigating this, because y'all are navigating it too. I know we made a rule a week or so ago where we're like, this is going to be a coronavirus-free zone.
That's just not the reality anymore.
I don't think we imagined this world being the world that we would be living in when we said that.
Well, and I think when we said that, we were thinking we're not going to have experts on here and stuff like that. We're going to be talking about the real people elements of it. So I think that's different too.
And the real people elements have become a little more all-consuming than we thought they would.
Yes. Like, there's literally no way we can't talk about it.
Yes. So hopefully we are somehow helping you find solutions or feel more normal by talking about the stuff that's going on in our brains.
Yeah.
Playing the music just because it brings a smile to Callie's face, even though we're not doing Free Stuff Friday. But it is Friday.
True. It does bring me joy hearing the song. I love the song. We're not doing Free Stuff Friday today because it's just been a weird week. And usually it's my responsibility to go solicit companies for stuff to give away and pitch them. And I just have felt like pitching any company right now just feels not like the right time. So Jeff and I have to have a conversation about how we're going to do Free Stuff Friday. We're not going to take it away, but we might redirect it to be more helpful. So we're going to talk about that this weekend, and then we'll have a new plan next week.
Yeah.
But we'll still give stuff away.
Yeah. Sorry about that, but it's still Friday.
There are a lot of cosmetic brands on the market, okay? We all know this. We all see them everywhere. Here's what I love about Thrive Cosmetics. First, they are 100% vegan and cruelty-free. They never test on animals, and you know that I absolutely love that. I am a huge animal lover. Also, they give back. So for every product we purchase, Thrive Cosmetics helps women in need thrive by donating funds or their products. And some of the causes related to that include women emerging from homelessness, women surviving domestic abuse, and women fighting cancer. So here's the skinny on the products that I love from Thrive. The Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. I have been getting so many compliments on my mascara, and it's a tube mascara, which is a little bit different than what I was used to, but I love it. It stays all day. And I've also been using the Brilliant Eye Brightener, which is a little like crayon, and I use it right on the inside of my eyes, and it really makes my eyes look more awake and fresh, which is nice because we all know I go to work at 4 a.m. and I need that little oomph. Start thriving and help women in need today by going to thrivecosmetics.com/upside and use the code upside for 15% off your first purchase. That's Thrive Cosmetics, thrivecosmetics.com/upside and then use the code upside for 15% off.
Staying inside right now in a lot of places is not optional. You gotta lay low because of what's going on in the world. And that's why having stuff that'll help you take care of you delivered is a very good thing. My friends at Care Of make taking your vitamins and supporting your health goals easy with delivery right to your door. If you go to takecareof.com and take their short quiz, they'll recommend vitamins and supplements for you. They've even got a skin and hair collection, which help you work on your beauty goals from inside out with targeted ingredients for hair, skin, and nails. Go to takecareof.com, see everything they have to offer, and see how they can make taking care of you as easy as opening your front door. You can get 50% off your first order at Care Of by going to takecareof.com and using the promo code UPSIDE50 when you check out. That's UPSIDE50 at checkout at takecareof.com.
HempFusion makes CBD products that help specifically with stress, with sleep, and with energy, which I think we all need some more of right now. Am I right? Here's the difference between HempFusion and other CBD brands. Unlike other CBD brands, HempFusion is CBD plus omegas, plus terpenes, plus other natural ingredients to help you feel 100%. And here's why they do that and what that means. They do that because CBD works best for your body when it's combined with those other nutrients. So the way that HempFusion does theirs, you're really going to get the most benefits from that, and your body's going to soak it in more than it normally would. Right now, you can use the promo code UPSIDE for 20% off your first order and free shipping at hempfusion.com. That's promo code UPSIDE for 20% off your first order plus free shipping at hempfusion.com.
And here are my three random things for this Friday, March 20th. Number one, a little bit of good news amongst the chaos. A new report suggests that by the year 2040, almost all household chores will be fully automated.
What do you mean automated?
You won't have to do them.
Wow.
What household chore do you...
You know what I'm going to say.
...despise the most?
You know what I'm going to say.
Taking out the garbage?
Yep.
Yep. House robots will be so sophisticated that they will be able to move furniture and fold laundry.
Wow.
Yes. Multifunction drones that'll be a little bit bigger than insects could be common in the next 10 years that could be used for dusting, picking up dirt, and cleaning countertops. They could also be used to water plants and for security.
We'll be saying to our grandkids, back in my day, I used to clean my house with a mop.
Smart fridges will know how to reorder items when essentials run low.
And whoa.
And here's a great one. We'll also be able to recommend recipes based on what food is currently in your fridge.
Nice.
So
I'm into that. Can we have that like now? That would be awesome.
My second random thing involves an urban legend around Costco. Apparently, there's an online rumor circulating that Kirkland brand toilet paper, that's the Costco house brand, anything mm-hmm. Kirkland is Costco, claims that it's been tainted by coronavirus and is subject to recall. That is absolutely 1,000% not true. Somebody just was trying to exploit the fears of people.
That is vicious. That is savage.
Of people who went and bought toilet paper by the case. And that leads me to my third random thing. You know how I love data?
Yes.
And how I love my facts?
Yes.
So I crunched some numbers. There are, in a roll of toilet paper, 425 squares.
Okay.
Individual squares. So if you buy one of those supersized 18 roll packages, that's 7,650 squares of toilet paper. If you went absolutely crazy at the beginning of this coronavirus drama and bought four of those 18 roll packages, you are now the proud owner of 30,600 squares of toilet paper. If you average 12 sheets per use, which
that seems a lot.
I erred on the side of messier versus cleaner, just okay. for the sake of this. But if you use 12 sheets per use, that means that you have 2,550 uses. So if four people live in the house, you would have enough toilet paper for each person to use the bathroom 21 times a day, every day for an entire month.
You know what song we should play right now? The Styx song, Too Much Time on My Hands.
Got too much time on my hands.
You did it the wrong place. Oh, it's too much.
Time on my hands. So unless you are planning on enjoying your quarantined food so much that you've got to go to the bathroom 21 times a day, then you don't need that much toilet paper. And you're like, oh, okay, well, fine. What if we're stuck in the house for more than a month? Okay, if you're stuck in the house for 2 months, a family of four would be good, each pooping 10 times a day. If everybody in your house is pooping 10 times a day, you don't need toilet paper. You're going to need a plumber.
Yeah.
So that's my third random thing.
I have a random thing. So I would like to add a random thing. And that is, and my mom, this is for my mom. She's going to love this. This weekend, if you're listening on the date of release, this would be March 20th. So starting today at noon, going through Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern, Hallmark Channel is doing all Christmas movies for the whole weekend.
What is this embracing of Christmas in the middle of March?
Christmas makes people happy. Let us be happy, Jeff.
I'm not knocking it. I just think it's funny because yesterday, one of my three random things were people putting up their Christmas lights. And now you're saying that Hallmark's running the Christmas movies.
Yeah. So
how long is this marathon going to go for?
This weekend. There's going to be 27 Hallmark Christmas movies.
How do they have that many movies that don't star Lori Loughlin? Because they took all of hers off the air, didn't they?
She even on Hallmark Channel? I thought that was Candace Cameron Bure.
No, Aunt Becky was every other Hallmark Christmas movie. Yes, until she lied to get her kid into college. Mm. Isn't she the one who photoshopped her kid onto the crew team?
Yeah.
Or was that Felicity?
Nope, that's Aunt Becky.
Yeah, so Aunt Becky got yanked off the Hallmark Channel.
Anyways, they're going to be showing them. So there you go. My mom will be very happy. She loves the Hallmark Channel Christmas movies. That is the only thing that plays in her house in December.
It's so odd. Like, what if...
It's like Lifetime movies. Like when you turn them on, you cannot turn them off.
What if you fell into a coma at the end of last year and then you wake up in the middle of March? There's Christmas music on the TVs. People are coming into your room going, oh my gosh, you're awake. And you're like, I am. Can I go home? And they're like, no, you can't leave because everybody's quarantined. And you're like, what are you talking about? You know, it's March and coronavirus is a thing. And you're going to be like, it's not March. It's December. I'm watching Christmas movies. And they're going to say, no, it's March. They're just showing Christmas music because people are sad about the coronavirus. You'll be like, but I'm looking outside and I see Christmas lights down the street. People have their Christmas lights up. Why are you lying to me about what month it is?
It's a very confusing time. We couldn't even explain it to people who haven't seen it.
How long till some radio station switches to all Christmas?
I know, right? I mean, it might happen at this point. Okay, so I have a really funny thing that I saw online that I've seen a couple places. So you may have seen it already, but it would bring me personal joy if you would call and fill in the blank on this. So parents who are working from home and dealing with the frustrations of kids instead of coworkers. Take your kid's story, but replace the word kid with the word coworker. Now, do you understand, or would you like examples?
We'll need examples, but you want these messages left on our voicemail, right?
I do. 800-434-5454. This has given me so much joy, and I know it will give other people joy. So call. Here are some examples. One of my coworkers squirted hand sanitizer in another's mouth instead of my kid.
Right.
My coworker farted on my hand this morning. I can't even say these out loud because they're so funny.
Boy, we've come a long way from your mini panic attack at the beginning of the episode.
Read this one.
You can read it.
I literally can't.
You can read it.
My coworker.
No, I'm not going to read it. I'm going to make you read it. It's too funny. It's too funny listening to you try to read it.
Oh my God. Why is this so... I'm going to cry. This is so funny.
Oh, here comes Lily. Lily thinks you're sad. Look at her.
I literally am crying right now. I don't know why. This has just sparked so much joy in me. Okay,
deep breath and blurt it out so we can all enjoy it with you.
Okay. My coworker puked in my lap and I had to go to...
Do you want me to read it? Yeah.
I circled it for you.
My coworker puked in my lap and I had to go change my pants.
Oh my God. Why is this so funny?
My coworker keeps wearing the same thing to work like every day, and it's an Elsa costume dress.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
My coworker is wearing an elf hat, keeps screaming lines from Beauty and the Beast, pooped her pants, and then ran around the office building.
Oh my God. I'm literally crying.
All right. I've lost count of the number of times my coworker has watched Frozen 2. 800-434-5454. Your goal. Are you even going to be able to do the second story, the thing? You
are? Okay.
800-434-5454. Your goal is to make Callie laugh this hard on Monday.
Oh my God. Now I'm like actually crying because I think I've been so stressed.
Like sad. Now are you sad crying? So you've gone from laughing at a pooping pants kid to sad crying? Girls are so confusing.
Oh my God. Sorry. Okay, sorry. I think I just needed to...
What is happening to you emotionally?
I don't know. I've been like holding it in like all day. Oh, all day for like 2 days. Remember I told you that I was like feeling the anxiety? I think my anxiety just broke into laughter and then sadness and then laughter again. Oh, that was a crazy road for like 2 minutes.
Wow. That is, that is complicated. My coworker locked me out of the office and watched from the window as I climbed a ladder and squeezed in through the only open window to get back in. Happy or sad?
Both.
Even Lily doesn't know what to do. Lily's like, should I come get on your lap and give you a hug, or are you losing your mind?
I'm losing my mind. I think I've been, holding in tears for 2 days. And I think when I got the happy tears, then they turned into sad tears. And I just feel...
So are you sad or are you happy right now?
I don't know. I'm so confused. And no, I haven't been drinking. This is just, you know, life right now. Anyways, you know what I'm about to do is go work out. And here's why. Let's see if I can get to...
Do you want to take a break and get a glass of water or something?
No, I'm okay.
You know what would help are some jelly beans.
I don't think so, but we do need to get that one out of the couch. Otherwise, we're going to move out of here in 3 years, and there's going to be a perfectly like preserved jelly bean because there's so much nasty stuff in there that they just live forever.
All right, you good? You need me to do that last story?
No, I'm good. Wow, that was really weird. That was like a complete rush of emotions in like a 5 minute span. Anyways.
Which, by the way, before you go on, is totally okay. Like you don't, there's no, with all the chaos happening in the world, there's no right way and wrong way to like let your emotions out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think I've been kind of like, maybe my anxiety was coming from not expressing myself and just trying to like hold it in, you know what I mean? And be fine. So sorry, you just saw it in real time.
No, you don't have to. That's
but it's like in my brain.
You don't have to apologize. And I also think that's part of when we were talking about people trading off. Like, I think you probably could see at the beginning of the week how stressed I was. Mm-hmm. So you were like, all right, I got to be solid. And then you were solid. Mm-hmm. And then I'm starting to relax a little bit. I'm not watching the news 24/7. I'm like, look, nobody has control over this. It's going to play out however it's going to play out.
Yeah.
And we're just along for the ride. And so as you see me relax, then your emotions get to come out and I can sit relatively close to you and laugh at you.
Yeah, you can. That was crazy. Anyways, I found an article that I thought was worth sharing from Psychology Today. Now, I used to have this hang up. Have we talked about my hang up with working out on the show before?
The timing thing?
Yes.
Yes.
I had such a hang up.
But bring it up again because I think it's brilliant.
I had such a hang up at the end of last year about, oh, I can't work out. I only have 30 minutes. I only have 20 minutes. I only have 15 minutes. And then
it started when you started working out more at home and you were using like YouTube videos and fitness subscriptions.
Right.
Because you're so used to going to a class. And a class is 45 minutes, 55 minutes long. And
right.
And so you're like, why would I bother doing a workout that's only 20 minutes? And then you just sit on the couch for that time instead.
Right. And I used to be able to go to more workout classes because I wasn't going to bed until 7:30. Well, now I'm in bed at 6:30, which means if I want to work out, it has to be before 4:00. If I also want to eat and also get ready for the next day. And there aren't a lot of workout classes offered during that time. So I've been experimenting with at-home workouts and really giving myself permission to say, okay, I have 15 minutes or that's all I can emotionally handle today. 15 minutes. Like I don't want to do a 45 minute or an hour workout. Okay. Then 15 minutes is fine. It's better than nothing. And I've been getting into a really solid habit of allowing myself to do those shorter workouts. Anyways, I saw this article on,
you're talking really fast.
I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
You okay?
Yeah. I'm okay.
I'm worried about you.
I've just had a really, I'm just so anxious.
Do you just want to then not do this and not just come give you a hug or an elbow bump or whatever we're allowed to do?
No, it's okay.
All right.
Here's what Psychology Today says. Research has shown that physical exercise can make you feel less depressed and less anxious. But did you know that even a small amount of exercise, as little as 10 minutes a week, can make you feel happier? And that's what two researchers found. They did 14 studies on the topic, and there was an article published in the Journal of Happiness.
10 minutes a week?
Well, they said a week. I'm going to say for me, it's more like a day because I need the, you know, 10 minute, I just need to like move. So their advice is to do anything, move your body for 10 minutes, walk around your house, walk around your backyard, do push-ups and sit-ups, do just move your body. So it doesn't have to be, you know, sign up for a class or whatever. You can also check online because there's so many free programs online and options like YouTube, just pick one, 10 minutes, go. Also right now, a lot of local studios, if you usually go to a local gym, they're offering online options. I know, Burn Studios that I go to in Atlanta and also The Daily are doing online stuff. So you could do that. Another option would be to get a friend to join you if you live alone. So like call a friend and be like, okay, for, you know, 10 minutes, we're going to do sit-ups.
So you just throw the phone on speakerphone and
yes, and be like, we are doing this or we're going to like stretch every day for 10 minutes and let's call each other at this time and we'll be, you know, hold each other accountable. And also get your kids involved was a suggestion, like let your kids pick the 10 minutes of movement and then everybody do it together, knowing and being like, you can make fun of your mom. You get to pick the workout. What should we do? And then that gets some energy out for your kids. But their whole point is 10 minutes a week is enough.
And it's a great, that's a bare minimum.
But that is a bare minimum.
Anybody can find 10 minutes a day just to do something, you know?
Yeah.
So, all right, you good?
I'm good.
Okay.
That is the end of our show.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
I don't want Callie to offend you, but I'm a little worried about your parents.
Why?
Have you ever seen those TV shows where people don't, you know, they kind of become introverts and they move into, you know, they withdraw into their own home. Mm-hmm. And then, like, after months or years, people go in there and it's like floor to ceiling newspapers and
yes,
there's like odd stuff. Your mom is doing a great job with her self-quarantine thing. Mm-hmm. She's still cooking. Your dad said they bought a freezer for the garage.
Well, that part of it is an inevitability because my grandmother had two freezers in the garage. So I feel like with age, that was about to happen.
But I'm afraid that if they are in the house for the next month, we're going to go over there and there's just going to be lasagnas stacked floor to ceiling. There's going to be cakes.
I see no problem with this.
Like carrot cakes stacked floor to ceiling, and way off in the distance, we'll just hear your dad crying for help. He'll be walled off into a different room.
I see zero problem with this. Jeff went out to get them some lunch yesterday and he came home with a bag of goodies that included baked ziti and
Hand sanitizer. But I walked in and she's like, oh, here, I just happen to be making this. And she had a whole thing of lasagna. She's like, or ziti. And she's like, do you want some? I'm like, all right.
I need to know why you're surprised. Like, have you ever met my mother?
Hi, Jeff and Callie. This is Anna Claire, the one you mentioned. Thank you for mentioning me. And I love Jeff's idea on me celebrating my half birthday in September. I think my mom needs to do that for me. I think it needs to happen. Thank you guys so much. I love you. Goodbye.
I'm sure you've heard the phrase, you can't pour from an empty cup. What that means is if you aren't healthy, if you aren't in good shape, it's going to be tough for you to take care of other people. And there are people relying on you. So stay in the best possible shape. Stay hydrated. And you're busier than ever. So getting that hydration might be a little more challenging. Liquid IV. Put one stick of powder in 16 ounces of water. You're going to get hydrated 2 to 3 times faster, and you're going to get nailed with a bunch of great vitamins, 4 different B vitamins and vitamin C. Stay as healthy as you possibly can right now with Liquid IV. It's the fastest growing wellness brand. You can find them everywhere these days, but you can get it delivered right to your door so you don't have to leave your house. Go to liquidiv.com, use the promo code UPSIDE, you'll save 25% off. liquidiv.com, promo code is UPSIDE for 25% off. Don't wait. Start properly hydrating today.
Frame It Easy is the easiest, most affordable solution for all of your framing needs. It's custom framing, but you can put all of the specifications in online and they mail you everything to your house for a fraction of the price of what you'd pay if you went into a store to get it done. Right now, you can go to frameiteasy.com/upside and get 10% off of your order. That's frameiteasy.com/upside for 10% off.
Hey, I just had to pause the episode and say that I absolutely love the Lily Crunches, especially the Cheez-Its and the Italian bread with peanut butter. Those are my absolute favorites. Just wanted to give you guys feedback on the crunching because it's great. Anyways, y'all have a great day. Love you. Bye.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. It's Carla. I'm out for a walk post work from home day, post 2 kids, school from home day, and I absolutely loved the dog chewing. It put a smile on my face, and it's silly and fun, and that's really much needed right now. So you guys keep it up, keep being fun, keep being silly, and we love you.
Oh my gosh, Kelly and Jeff, no, there is no new way to do math. It is not new. We are focusing on teaching conceptual understanding. You know, when you just said carry the 1, really, what are you doing? It makes a 10. So that's why you're moving over in your place value. There's no new way of doing math. It is the same math. We are just teaching conceptual understanding instead of procedures.
Oh, I'm very, very upset about this. There needs to not be this scary thing of, I need help. I can't understand this. I can't help my kid. It's the same exact thing. It is the same exact thing.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. This is Holly from Atlanta. First time calling in. I just wanted to say I was listening to your podcast about birthdays and what to do during this time. I love the idea of still letting them celebrate. My only thing is that I feel like if they waited 6 months, then for the younger kids, they would still be celebrating with different friends for the school year. So I think that whenever we get back in school, I'm hoping it'll be in the next few weeks. Maybe at the end of April, their teachers should let them celebrate still in class. And that way they would still get to celebrate. They wouldn't have to wait 6 months. I think they should get to celebrate in just a few weeks when hopefully this time period will be over. So anyways, love your show. Thanks so much. Bye.
Hey, Jeff. I just wanted to call and appreciate your closing for the show this month. My 2.5-year-old daughter, who's not a big Upside fan yet, just mainly because she prefers to listen to Sesame Street in the car, absolutely loves the close of the show. She can tell when it's coming. She gets really excited. Katie Burke, you're hilarious. And now my daughter, who's kind of afraid of pooping, always walks around the house going, "Did you poop your pants? Did you poop your pants?" And we all just die laughing about it. And it's just brought a smile to our faces. So thank you, Katie. Thank you, Jeff. I'm going to be really sad when March is over just because of that. Thanks. Bye.
Did you poop your pants? Wow. What's so funny? Is it funny that you pooped your pants?
Love you guys and hope you guys have a great day. Bye.